Gatha on opening the sutra.
The Dhamma is unbelievably profound and infinitely subtle, is rarely encountered even in millions of ages. Now we see it, hear it, receive and maintain it. May we completely realize the Katha Gata's true meaning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
A subtle thing that I'd like to mention. First of all, we're going to start doing the Gatha on opening the sutra. Out of respect for all the teachings that have been passed down. And the other thing is that a talk is not really the teacher's talk. The talk comes through the teacher who shares it with the Sangha. So it's not really Carl's talk. It's a talk that happens through me. Now, today's talk, somewhat of a sense of humor, is an R-rated talk. So if anybody doesn't want to hear an R-rated talk, you can wait outside and we'll get you one if I'm done. Hun Man was a major Zen master in the history of Zen Buddhism. And one day, Hun Man encountered a monk. And the monk asked him, "What is Buddha?" And Hun Man replied, "A dry shit stick." And in those days, just to put this into context, they had no toilet paper. And instead, they used a stick for this purpose. So the Buddha, a dried shit stick. Now what blasphemy coming from a renowned Zen master to call the Buddha a dried shit stick. And so what are we to make of this koan? And I think the koan can be understood in several different ways. So firstly, when the Buddha experienced his awakening, he exclaimed, "All things together have attained enlightenment." So it wasn't just the Buddha who became enlightened. All things became enlightened in that moment. So all things are Buddha, even a shit stick. Normally, we'd like to glorify enlightenment. You know, that is, we become one with the sun and the moon and the stars. We become one with the rivers and the streams and all living creatures and each other. But not one with a shit stick. It's a revolting idea. Why would we want to taint this experience, this wonderful experience that the Buddha had, with the thought that Buddha is a shit stick? Our mind finds this offensive, an insult to Buddha. After all, Buddha was a great teacher. Buddhism started with Buddha, and he had a great and a profound insight into life. So you would think that a great teacher like Hun Man, who is one of the famous teachers of his period, you would think that he would at least show a little respect for the founder of Buddhism. Yet in responding to the young monk, he says, "Buddha is a shit stick." So how are we to understand this encounter, this koan? It has to do with the way people elevate spiritual teachers or people with status. You know, people like the Buddha, the Dalai Lama, Pope Francis. You know, they're really all shit sticks. Calling them shit sticks removes anything special about them. They're just shit sticks. Another way to understand this koan relates directly to us. When we take up a koan, we are told to become totally one with that koan. So if we are working with this koan, we must become a shit stick without reservation. Completely a shit stick. And then beyond this, the student must see that everyone is a shit stick. But our pride gets in the way. we lose the experience that all is one, and even a shit stick is not left out. There's another koan that relates to this koan, which I have talked about before, and that is the last line of the koan is, when you get to the top of the 100-foot pole, what do you do? Now, the pole is a metaphor for the attainment of enlightenment. We climb the pole, and eventually enlightenment happens. And so we're at the top of the pole. Okay, so we're at the top of the pole. Now what? And one of the ways that this koan is interpreted is, when you get to the top of the pole, you must step off and live the experience of enlightenment out in the marketplace in service of others. However, if we enter thinking we have accomplished something, we are subtly raising ourselves above the people that we intend to serve. Being on the top of the pole, above those in need, after all, look at all we have accomplished, right? I mean, of course, if we go into the marketplace, those people down there are not enlightened. We're enlightened. So there's a difference, I say facetiously. The real way to serve is not from the top down, but from the bottom up. If we realize that we are all shit sticks, we are much more humble, nothing special, not me helping you, just helping. This is the way to offer service as a shit stick. Nothing special, just a shit stick. But we must become a shit stick completely. So if everything is one body, then we, of course, are a shit stick. And this fact should not be denied or pushed away. It can teach us, being a shit stick can teach us a great deal. So I want to thank my fellow shit sticks for listening.